punched. You make strong moves, are easily irritated, and view things in an exaggerated and perverted light. Plenty of exercise in the open air, and an abstemious diet, are essential to your health. You should not eat more than 2 meals a day. If you feel that you must eat at night, take a drink of cold water, and in the morning you will feel much better for not having eaten. CD 177.1. None to be forced to discard their third meal. Letter 145, 1901-277. With regard to the diet question, this matter must be handled with such wisdom that no overbearing will appear. It should be shown that to eat 2 meals is far better for the health than to eat 3. But there must be no authoritative forcing seen. No one connected with the sanitarium should be compelled to adopt the 2-meal system. Persuasion is more appropriate than force. CD 177.2. The days are now growing shorter, and it will be a good time to present this matter. As the days shorten, let dinner be a little later, and then the third meal will not be felt necessary. 178 CD 177.3. Letter 200, 1902-278. In regard to the third meal, do not make eating but 2 meals compulsory. Some do best health-wise when eating 3 light meals, and when they are restricted to 2, they feel the change severely. Possibility of harm through discarding third meal at our sanitariums. Negative 424 CD 178.1. Not to be a test. Letter 30, 1903-279. I eat only 2 meals a day. But I do not think that the number of meals should be made a test. If there are those who are better in health when eating 3 meals, it is their privilege to have 3. I choose 2 meals. For 35 years I have practiced the 2-meal system. CD 178.2. Objectionable results of enforcing the 2-meal plan in training schools. Letter 141, 1899-280. The impression is upon many minds that the diet question is being carried to extremes. When students combine physical and mental taxation, so largely as they do at this school Avondale, the objection to the third meal is to a great extent removed. Then no one needs to feel abused. Those who conscientiously eat only 2 meals need not change in this at all. CD 178.3. The fact that some teachers and students tag the privilege of eating in their rooms is not creating a healthful influence. There must be harmonious action in the conducting of meals. If those who only eat 2 meals have the idea that they must eat enough at the second meal to answer for the third meal also, they will injure their digestive organs. Let the students have the third meal, prepared without vegetables, but with simple, wholesome food, such as fruit and bread. For ministers to meals more conducive to physical and spiritual health. Negative 227 to meal plan followed by EG White-appendix:4, 5, 20, 22, 23. Mrs. White's table set twice a day. Negative 27 179 CD 178.4. Part I-eating between meals. The importance of regularity. MS 1, 1876-281. After the regular meal is eaten, the stomach should be allowed to rest for 5 hours. Not a particle of food should be introduced into the stomach till the next meal. In this interval the stomach will perform its work, and will then be in a condition to receive more food. CD 179.1. In no case should the meals be irregular. If dinner is eaten an hour or two before the usual time, the stomach is unprepared for the new burden, for it has not yet disposed of the food eaten at the previous meal, and it has not vital force for new work. Thus the system is overtaxed. CD 179.2. Neither should the meals be delayed 1 or 2 hours, to suit circumstances, or in order that a certain amount of work may be accomplished. The stomach calls for food at the time it is accustomed to receive it. If that time is delayed, the vitality of the system decreases, and finally reaches so low an ebb that the appetite is entirely gone. If food is then taken, the stomach is unable to properly care for it. The food cannot be converted into good blood. CD 179.3. If all would eat at regular periods, not tasting anything between meals, they would be ready for their meals, and would find a pleasure in eating that would repay them for their effort. CB 179.419L5MH303-304-282. Regularity in eating is of vital importance. There should be a specified time for each meal. At this time, let everyone eat what the system requires, and then take nothing more until the next meal. There are many who eat when the system needs no food, at irregular intervals, and between meals, because they have not sufficient strength of will to resist inclination. When traveling, some are constantly nibbling if anything eatable is within their reach. This is very injurious. If travelers would eat regularly of food that is simple and nutritious, they would not feel so great weariness, nor suffer so much from sickness. 180 CD 179.519L5MH384-283. Regularity in eating should be carefully observed. Nothing should be eaten between meals, no confectionery, nuts, fruits, or food of any kind. Irregularities in eating destroy the healthful tone of the digestive organs, to the detriment of health and cheerfulness. And when the children come to the table, they do not relish wholesome food, their appetites crave that which is hurtful for them. CB 180.11872T485-284. There has not been in this family the right management in regard to diet, there has been irregularity. There should have been a specified time for each meal, and the food should have been prepared in a simple form, and free from grease, but pains should have been taken to have it nutritious, healthful, and inviting. In this family, as also in many others, a special parade has been made for visitors, many dishes prepared and frequently made to rich, so that those seated at the table would be tempted to eat to excess. Then in the absence of company there was a great reaction, a falling off in the preparations brought on the table. The diet was spare, and lacked nourishment. It was considered not so much matter, just for ourselves. The meals were frequently picked up, and the regular time for eating not regarded. Every member of the family was injured by such management. It is a sin for any of our sisters to make such great preparations for visitors, and wrong their own families by a spare diet which will fail to nourish the system. CB 180.218-69-T373-285. I am astonished to learn that, after all the light that has been given in this place, many of you eat between meals. You should never let a morsel pass your lips between your regular meals. Eat what you want, but eat it at one meal, and then wait until the next. CB 180.3 CTBH 50 1890 CH 118-286. Many turn from light and knowledge, and sacrifice principle to taste. They eat when the system needs no food, and at irregular intervals, because they have no moral 181 stamina to resist inclination. As the result, the abused stomach rebels, and suffering follows. Regularity in eating is very important for health of body and serenity of mind. Never should a morsel of food pass the lips between meals. CB 180.41869-T374-287. And the dyspeptic ... what has made him dyspeptic is taking this course. Instead of observing regularity, he has let appetite control him, and has eaten between meals. CB 181.1 Health Reformer, May, 1877-288. Children are generally taught in regard to the importance of when, how, and what they should eat. They are permitted to indulge their tastes freely, to eat at all hours, to help themselves to fruit when it tempts their eyes, and this, with the pie, cake, bread and butter, and sweetmeats eaten almost constantly, makes them gourmands and dyspeptics. The digestive organs, like a mill which is continually kept running, become enfeebled, vital force is called from the brain to aid the stomach in its overwork, and thus the mental powers are weakened. The unnatural stimulation and wear of the vital forces make them nervous, impatient of restraint, self-willed, and irritable. Importance to children of regularity in diet -343, 344, 345, 346, 348 CD 181.2 1875 3T 564 289. Many parents, to avoid the task of patiently educating their children to habits of self-denial, and teaching them how to make a right use of all the blessings of God, indulge them in eating and drinking whenever they please. Appetite and selfish indulgence, unless positively restrained, grow with the growth and strengthen with the strength. For context, see 347 CD 181.3 R&H, July 29, 1884, 290. It is quite a common custom with people of the world to eat three times a day, beside eating at irregular intervals between meals, and the last meal is generally the most hearty, and is often taken just before retiring. This is reversing the natural order. A hearty meal should never be taken so late in the day. Should these persons change 180 to their practice, and eat but two meals a day, and nothing between meals, not even an apple, a nut, or any kind of fruit, the result would be seen in a good appetite and greatly improved health. CD 181.4 R&H, July 29, 1884, 291. When traveling, some are almost constantly nibbling, if there is anything within their reach. This is a most pernicious practice. Animals that do not lack reason, and that know nothing of mental taxation, may do this without injury, but they are no criterion for rational beings, who lack mental powers that should be used for God and humanity. CD 182.1 Health Reformer, June, 1878-292. Gluttonous yeasts, and food taken into the stomach at untimely seasons, leave an influence upon every fiber of the system. CD 182.2 1892 GW 174 Old Edition 293. Many eat at all hours, regardless of the laws of health. Then gloom covers the mind. How can men be honored with divine enlightenment, when they are so reckless in their habits, so inattentive to the light which God has given in regard to these things? Brethren, is it not time for you to be converted on these points of selfish indulgence? CD 182.3 R&H, May 8, 1883-294. 3 meals a day and nothing between meals not even an apple should be the utmost limit of indulgence. Those who go further violate nature's laws and will suffer the penalty. Ministers who disregard this rule -227 eating between meals at camp meetings -124 children should not eat candies, fruits, nuts, or anything between meals -344 allowing children to eat at any hour -348, 355, 361 results to students -246 CD 182.4 content chap. 10 Fasting Christ's Victory Through Denial of Appetite 1898 DA 117, 118, 295. With Christ, as with the Holy Pair in Eden, appetite was the ground of the first great temptation. Just where the ruin began, the work of our redemption must begin. As by the indulgence of appetite Adam fell, so by the denial of appetite Christ must overcome. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. CD 185.1 From the time of Adam to that of Christ, self-indulgence.